Hello.
Hello, hi, is this RJ?
This is.
Hey RJ, this is Shaw over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking. Is this a good time to chat for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. So I just wanted to go over your file with you. So according to my notes, it looks like we were aiming for $15,000 for the lawnmower, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then also we were going to look into the oven, but we tabled that for now, correct?
Yeah, the guy, he still got it.
Yeah.
I got a guy finally, this is what he told me. He said,
uh-huh.
I can't get you a quote right now. I've been struggling to get power back on. Thieves broke into my shop and cut the mains to the power line to my shop, and I've been just dealing with that, so everything else is on hold until I get it straightened out. So, I said, okay.
Okay, that's weird. So basically, the power at his shop is off, so he can't go on his computer to generate a quote.
I think it's that, and I think he's just so occupied with other things that he just doesn't care right now, because it's not one of his higher ticket items, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Was it about $4,000, for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if anything, we can always explore getting you just the working capital, and you can just pay for it that way, too,
yeah.
If anything.
You know, I told her I also have a few pieces of equipment. I do a lot of, like, buying and selling equipment. So, like, I'll buy it, it'll sit out here, we'll use it, and if I decide it's not really exactly what I want or I want to find something better, I'll usually sell it.
Okay.
So I have some pieces out here that I would probably keep if we want to just use those as collateral. But I don't know if that helps at all.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I remember I saw, like, a quote online that was actually your listing from, like, a previous a lawnmower that you had.
The same thing that we're trying to get. It's just that one my dad has now.
Yeah, I heard it was like a little bit more rusty or something like that, a little bit older, or it has more hours on there.
Yeah, it's actually the same year. It's just the decks weren't quite as good, a little more hours on it, and it's just my dad ended up wanting it actually for his golf course. So
I see.
His golf course isn't quite as busy. It's not quite as much snow, so it was kind of a better fit for over there than.
I see. Oh, okay. So your dad also has a golf course too.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah.
You have a lot of room for activities for family events then.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of feedback on your file here. So there's a little bit of challenges that we encounter with your file. First, the biggest thing was the credit, a little bit below the national average of 680. Yours is about 652, I believe it was. Yes.
I had to give an experience, like a 690 or something.
Experian?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what we use too. We only use Experian. Let me take a look. Let me just look at it real quick. And I can send it to you too, so you can take a look at it too. But let me see. Did you apply any? Let me see here. Your inquiries. No, you don't have too many inquiries recently. Let me see.
I did
look at the top.
A couple things for myself. But
yeah.
Just everything for the business is on my credit because it's business, so everything gets.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a handful of credit cards there in my name that are 100% for the business.
I see. Also, you're kind of mixing personal and business sometimes.
Well, because it's, you know, I just bought the course.
When you need it, yeah.
So